Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of learning the halachos of Hadlakas Neiros for lich benching for Friday night. And tonight, halacha is going to be the most important halacha that we're going to learn in regards to Hadlakas Neiros. All the halachos are important, but tonight will be the most important halacha, what we're about to say right now. And this halacha is that it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch and all the Paiskim that for a person to fulfill their mitzvah of lich benching, of lighting the Friday night candles, the halacha is that a person must get benefit, they must get pleasure, they must get hana from the candles in order to fulfill their mitzvah. Either them or someone in their family must get benefit from the candles on Friday night. And we touched upon this last night. Last night we were discussing the halachos of electricity in regards to Hadlakas Neiros. And we said, really, electricity is kosher for Hadlakas Neiros. We said that la halacha, a person should not make a bracha on electricity if they use it for their Friday night licht. But it is really kosher. But it's very important that the candles that you do light, to get benefit from those candles. And therefore, what tonight we're going to discuss is, let's say a family is home for Shabbos, a regular situation, you're home for Shabbos, but you're eating out the Friday night suda, whether it's down the block or on the other side of town. If a person in the family is home for Shabbos, whether it's a single person or a family, and you are eating out, what should a person do in order to fulfill their mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros? They cannot just simply light the Neiros and then leave for their meal. And if they come home and the candles are no longer lit, they did not fulfill their mitzvah and their bracha was a bracha levatala, it was a bracha in vain. So basically, when a family stays home and eats out, there are four options for what to do in regards to what to do for the mitzvah of lighting candles on Friday night. Four options. Option number one is that a person can light long candles and have hana, have benefit when the person comes home. If you light with oil, then you would add extra oil or get some type of candles that you are positive will light long enough that it will still be lit when you come home. In such a situation, you should also have in mind the electric light. Perhaps for sure over here, you should turn off the lights in the room and then flip them back on and then go ahead and light the candles just in case you don't come back when it's still lit. But preferably, option number one is to light long candles. I one time did this when I was in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago. My wife and I had the schus to go back to Eretz Yisrael for a week, and we were staying in an apartment in Azir Bira. We lit the candles. We were going to walk to the Kaisel, meet my aunt and uncle over there, and walk to Rechavia, I believe it was, to eat the Friday night suda, and then afterwards walk back from Rechavia to Arzi Habira. We did not get back until 1:20 in the morning. It was in the summer. So 1:20 in the morning, I knew that would happen. So what I did was, Friday afternoon, we bought two yahrzeit licht. Those stayed lit for a very long time. My wife lit two yahrzeit licht, and when we came home, it was still lit, and we made sure, at least I made sure, to have benefit from the candles when I came home. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you need to have benefit for 15 minutes. We don't necessarily paskin like that. Most places can assume you could have benefit for less than that. Quite possibly even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that it's not ma'akev, you don't have to have for 15 minutes. That's just a preferred amount. But definitely when you come home, maybe take a drink by the candles, maybe daven by the candles, say a kapitel tillim by the candles, but to get some benefit from the candles after you come home. This is also an option on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur, you light the candles and then you run out to shul on Yom Kippur night, so when you come home, make sure to have some benefit when you come home. Option number two is to have benefit before you leave the house. Before you leave the house, you light the candles, then perhaps the men go to shul, the women stay home, daven by the candles. You can't eat because it's before Kiddush. Daven by the candles. You need to daven if you want. So if you need to daven anyways, daven by the candles to get benefit before you leave the house. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that you need to have benefit when it's samuch lalaila, when it's can't be totally light outside. It has to be somewhat dark a little bit. So by early Shabbos, this is not much of an option. By Yom Kippur, if you're running out, it's also not much of an option. But that is another option to have benefit, maybe 15 minutes, but we said really it could be even less than that, to have benefit from the candles before you leave the house. Option number three is, if you're eating close by, a person can leave in the middle of the meal, come home, have benefit from it, and then go back to the meal. Not very practical sometimes. You know, maybe you could send a kid home. It's not very polite to send somebody home in the middle of the meal, especially if it's one of the adults. And if to send home a child, maybe they're not allowed to cross the street. Not very practical. Yom Kippur, you can't do this either, to come home in the middle of davening and have benefit from the candles. But that is another option. If it is close by, you could come home in the middle of the meal and get some benefit then. For sure, it'd be disrespectful to leave for 15 minutes. But maybe that's also perhaps an option to keep in mind, to come home in the middle of the meal and get benefit at that point. The fourth option, and this is the last option, which means that only if you can't do the first three can you rely on this. The place can say that if you have nothing else, you can light by the host. You could light where you are eating, even though you're not sleeping in that house. Really, preferably the light should be where you are sleeping, but where you eat, next to where you eat, but in the house where you are sleeping. But to light by the host, last but least, is to light by the host. Many times this is not practical, because if you're not going to be going to the hosts until the men come home from shul, and your husband will pick you up from home, and then you'll walk together, it's not very practical to do that, to get there before Shabbos starts, to light over there. Also on Yom Kippur, this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. You can't light by the host. There's nothing to do with that. You're running out on the night of Yom Kippur to Kol Nidre, to the davening. But that is the last option, to light by the host. But preferably a person should light at home, either have benefit when you come home, or have benefit before you leave the house, or have benefit in the middle. And last option is to have benefit to light the candles by the host. Bez Hashem, next shiur we'll talk about when you're going away for their entire Shabbos, to somebody's house, for a bar mitzvah, where you're in one house, you're sleeping in one house, eating in the shul, and your host is really your relative, which is in a different house. We'll discuss that, and we'll discuss also hotels. That'll be Bez Hashem next time. We have the Yontif of Shavuos coming up, and as you all know, we lane Megillas Rus on Shavuos. And there's many different explanations why it is chosen to lane the Megillah of Rus specifically on the Yontif of Shavuos. And one nice pshat that I once saw, and this is a very important lesson for all of us, is the following. That the story of Rus was very, very hungry, she was very poor, and she asked Boaz for a little bit of food, and Boaz gave her a little bit of food. Sure enough, he was very nice, and he gave her a little bit of food. The Medrash says that if Boaz would have realized that what he did would have made it into a story in Nach, in Ksuvim, and it would have been considered so great that he gave her just a little bit of chesed, a little bit of food, if he would have realized, he would have given her a tremendously big seuda, a whole meal. If he would have realized how much it would have meant, he would have given her a whole feast instead of just a few kernels of barley that he gave her. And we find a similar concept by Reuven, that Reuven saved Yosef, and he said, let's not kill him, let's throw him into the pit instead, and then ends up he was sold. So, and he was going to come back and take him out of the pit. So the Medrash also says, if Reuven would have known that how great it was that he saved Yosef's life from being killed, so then also he would have saved him totally right away. He would have forced his way into the matter and saved him totally, if only he had known. And this is a great lesson for Matan Torah, why we choose to have this concept for Shavuos, because every little act that a person does is so great, and a person doesn't realize necessarily how great their little bit, their little kapitel tilim, their little chesed that they do, how much that could really mean in Hashem's eyes. And, you know, by a movie, which, of course, we don't know from these things, but we know that in certain movies you have, like, background music. You know, there's an expression, the background music, and if you could tell, if you're watching a movie and there's a background music, it's like slow, creepy music, then you know this is like a major point in the movie, in the story, in the plot, and something major is about to happen when they have that background music. And unfortunately, in life, there is no background music, and we don't know necessarily when what we're about to do is really so great in the eyes of Hashem. And there are some amazing stories, like in my father's books and many other books, that we find stories where, you know, someone does something so little and they never would have known that it realized that, you know, in future years this would have saved them, and how great it was, and they get paid back many times over for something small that they did. Yeah, so those stories are great and very encouraging. But many, many times we do one small chesed, one small smile to somebody, one small kapitel tilim, one tefillah, one mitzvah, and we have no clue how great this is in regards to the Torah and to the mitzvahs and how much Hashem values every little bit that we do. And especially when we gather here for the Zchus of Refuah Shlema of the child that we are davening for, Bez Hashem, we're hearing some good news that he's home and that he's able to be back home with his family. And Bez Hashem Yisbarach, he should continue to be more healthy and grow more and more and more in strength. And every little bit of Kapitel Tillim, every little shir that we listen to, 10 minutes one night, 10 minutes another night, and all the tefillahs of all of Klal Yisrael that go into davening for Choylim, davening for Shidduchim for people, davening for Hatzlacha and Parnasa, every little bit, we have to realize that we don't realize how great each and every mitzvah is and each and every chesed that we do to every single person. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.